In Response, a legacy podcast is brought to you by greatnessatanycost.com and austrian-legacy.com. Hello everyone and welcome to the first
In Response,
a legacy shortcast.
I'm Philipp Klein.
I am Daniel.
And I'm Peter Plank.
And we're talking about special legacy
content.
Content.
Well, both
perfect,
true.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's kind of great. We're coming together here for a special gathering. Yeah. Like all of you know, we're here because of the news and the banned and restricted announcement from today. Today, Oko, Thief of Crowns, Arkham's Astrolabe, and Dreadhorde Arcanist got banned from our beloved format. Which is kind of... I mean, in my opinion, it's kind of great. And now you will hear what my co-hosts will have to say about this. Why don't we start with you, Daniel?
Yeah, it was a little bit surprising to me, honestly, because I was more anticipating, I don't know, changes or an Uru ban, since I kind of interpreted the message from the, how's it called, Secret Lair announcement a little bit differently. But Oko ban is, I definitely can agree with that decision, and I think it's great, and it will hopefully breathe new air into Legacy, and finally hopefully the 2019-2020 menace will be over. Well, that's basically now my first impression, but I think you have to think a little bit about the implications. Peter, what do you think? What is your opinion?
I mean, for me it's, yeah, kind of hard. I was really anticipating an Oko and a Dreadhorde ban. To be honest, I think these cards should get the X, and they got the X, and that's great. But yeah, I'm feeling a little bit iffy about the Astrolabe ban. I really don't know why it should be banned in the first place. It was definitely on a legacy power level. There were no homogenization of the format with Astrolabe, and yeah, it's basically deleted all my decklist from 2020 and 2021, and with me only playing Mana the Stretch in 2019, I'm basically back to 2018, start of 2019 age with, yeah, with Legacy nowadays. So yeah, it killed a lot for me, but I'm completely agreeing on the Oko and Dreadhorde Xing, but yeah, Astrolabe, I want you back. You're my
already, I mean, it's not really gone, and you want it back already.
Yeah, I have deep feelings.
you will have to let go.
Yeah, I have to watch a little bit of Frozen for that.
I have to say, I think a little bit differently.
Let it go.
I think a little bit differently. I think from my perspective, Arkham's Astrolabe and Dreadhorde Arcanist are kind of switched. I would have loved to have Arcanist in the format a little bit longer. And if it proves to be still predominantly too strong after the bannings of Oko, then Arcanist can and should also be banned. But I think it should be given a little bit longer time before, yeah, being banned. But yeah, it is as it is. So
yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense with the whole bannings of like 4 or 5 cards for each format that they wanted to change up the metagame for basically every format they wanted to riff in. They wanted to change it a lot. And for that, it makes sense to ban multiple cards. One thing that would have been great would have been just to ban Oko. Maybe the deck, maybe the metagame could adjust to Ragdelva, because you only need something like a Bolt or Swords to Plowshares, because it's hard to deal with an Oko on the Ragdelva side, because then every removal would have been active against the whole deck. But yeah.
I totally disagree here. Dreaded Arcanist is certainly a real good ban, because with his free toughness, it just invalidates a lot of strategies on its own, like Punishing Fire or even some Sudden Shock variants or something.
Like Sudden Shock?
Yeah, Sudden Shock was a really cool sideboard choice for
against
e.g. Goblins.
Against Infect, for example, right?
Yeah.
This is a long time ago.
Really cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Also versus Death in Texas.
Because you can kill
Mother of Runes.
Mother of Runes makes sense. Yeah.
If you are a red, you certainly want Sulfur Elemental over a card like Sudden Shock against Death in Texas, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, yeah, but I still think the free toughness were simply too much. The toughness was too high, and I never got why it wasn't a 2-1 or a 1-2. I mean, a 2-1 would be probably too hard because of his flashback cost, yeah, of its flashback ability. But a 1-2 would be totally fine.
I honestly think a 1-2 would be way better than a 2-1, because flashbacking certainly should only or mostly is for the strong 1-mana cards in Legacy anyways, and the extra 1 toughness, in my opinion, is much better than an extra power. But anyways,
okay, yeah, I can see this. Yeah,
but I think Peter,
no, I just wanted to say some yes and yours, so that everything, everything is fine.
I wanted to dive into a little bit more general topics. What do we think will happen now with Legacy?
Before you go into this, I just want to say that I'm so extremely excited to play in this new format. Oko Thief of Crowns is now gone. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Wow, that's so great. I was feeling so relieved when I heard the news. I was I've sat on needles the whole day. I was so sure that at least Oko got the axe the whole weekend, and not even you, Daniel, thought that would really happen. And I just gotta say, I'm looking forward to this brave new world that we're anticipating, and oh my god, I can't contain my excitement.
Yeah, but you have to tune your excitement down, because we have to make a silent minute now for the real biggest loser of the format. Let's have 1 minute silence for Pokepile, because it's...
No, yeah, I think you wanted to say dead. Snow-covered basics, obviously, right?
Yeah, woo!
No, I mean, with Pokepile getting lost, like, 11 main deck cards, so it's pretty much dead.
Oh yeah, that's that. but Daniel definitely is right, because the Azolay ban has basically done is that it has unbanned
all basics.
All basics. You can play your favorite basic land artwork again, and that's just invaluable. Philip, so much,
you know,
customization.
Nice. Philip, you know what this means? Whiteboarded basics, back at it again.
Yeah. Fuck yeah!
Awesome! Oh. Awesome! Awesome!
That's the best ban and restricted announcement that I had in my whole
day
Legacy playing career.
Okay, nice.
And I play since 2012, so that's a little bit a little bit of time down the line, and I think for me personally, this special ban and restricted announcement is even more exciting than the Deathrite Shaman ban.
Oh, I was not excited at all for the Death Adventure. But that's a different topic. We should not divert here.
That's just my feelings, yeah. Okay?
let's talk Legacy, the prospect of the format, and new decks or old decks to come back or to evolve. I think from my perspective, obviously the best deck will be Burn right now. Burn all them out. This is clearly tier one for me.
Burn,
yeah, of course. But what else could you think that a Legacy will look like? I think, like on a real note, Delver plus Daze is still the best combination. It will find its shell again. It might be Grixis, yep. It might be Buck for a short time, but I think Delver plus Daze plus Bolt, these three cards together will always be the best deck in the format.
Yeah, in my opinion. They should be like tier 1 or tier 1.5 always. I think that the Death Shadow decks are currently very, very good positioned because I think one of the best decks of the format in the next few weeks should be something like Doomsday. And yeah, with that, I think, or in general, combo decks. And with that, I think Death Shadow should be a really, really strong container for the best deck in the next few weeks.
Yeah, and we also have to keep an eye on Omnishow.
Yeah.
That's always really big after bannings. And also, I'm certainly sure that Reanimator will make its comeback.
In general, what also makes sense is that this card in general will be better, which on the other hand will also make Veil of Summer a little bit better. Cards like Kolaghan's Command, this card, and in general black as a color will be a little bit stronger, I think, going forward. And therefore also Veil of Summer as an answer will be stronger.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
I'm so excited to play Kolaghan's Command again. I love this card; it's so great.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. I like it too.
Yeah, it's a really, really great card. Was one of my all time favorites when I started with Delva playing. So definitely looking forward to some, Flingnaught or Dreadnought destroying cards like Kolaghan's Command in the near future. But yeah.
So guys, what are your plans for the future? What will you be playing?
Mm-hmm. For me personally, I will certainly try Doomsday for sure, because I really haven't played the deck all that much. I have it, but I didn't play it. I also want to play a Delver variant if there is a viable one. Of course there will be, but I'm not sure which one. Then I have my eyes on Stoneblade variants or even Hullbreacher Miraculous variants. I think those decks kind of seem or look sweet to me right now. But besides that, I think that's probably it. Not really into Storm at the moment, but I think it is a fine deck still.
For me, it's going to be something like, maybe Jeskai, Stoneblade or something like that, because I'm currently off my whole Legacy train. Maybe I look into something like Delver, but the problem is the one thing about Delver that I would have mana base wise would be something like Jeskai Delver, and I don't think that's currently the thing that you want to do. In the further away future, I would maybe look into something like Doomsday just to have a combo, but three Underground Sea to go, so need a little bit of time for that one. And you, Philip?
For me, I will certainly now with the Oko Manners gone, I will certainly try to brew around something like Mardu Pyromancer, like I always do, when it's at least tier 15.
Yeah, I think it's currently 17 about.
Yeah, and but for more serious tournaments, I think I will two hop on the Doomsday train and on the blue-black shadow train. because these are the decks where I certainly have everything. I just need two Force of Negations that I will buy myself soon in the future.
Yeah.
And yeah, that are basically my plans. And we will see how the meta develops from now on. I'm really sure there are a lot of great minds out there who are now brewing the coolest things together.
Yeah. I mean, format will have fresh air for the next few weeks. And yeah, really, really exciting to watch that. And I think we will just end this episode to have a 15-minute about shortcast.
Yeah, that's great. With this, we wrap it up. It was nice to have you on. And
in response, the end.